Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. If you're looking to become financially free together, this is your show. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Making big changes, like getting out of massive amounts of debt, can be challenging. Many of our financial habits are deeply ingrained, and they require us to see how and why they came about in the first place, and then develop better habits. Sometimes it can be a matter of working together slowly using the resources around us and online. For many couples, however, it takes something more structured and formal to reach their goals. Today, we're going to look at one popular option, Financial Peace University. It's a course designed by Dave Ramsey and his team to guide others in managing their finances. In this episode, we're going to get an overview of what the program's about. We'll look at some of the results students have achieved with it, and how you too can get started if that's the path you want to take. Even though I'm familiar with Dave Ramsey, listened to his radio show, and read some of his books, I've never taken the course myself. So today I'm relying on Chris, a Financial Peace University coordinator, to give me some answers about the program.
Sure. My name is Chris and I'm in Phoenix, Arizona.
He's also the voice behind Money Peach, a site he said was created based on his experience as a Financial Peace University coordinator.
Money Peach is a website that I started basically to just kind of go beyond Financial Peace University. So I'm a Financial Peace University coordinator. And the biggest thing I'd always get from people at the end is, now what? Now what do we do? 9 weeks is over, class is over. How do we stay plugged in? So I created Money Peach to keep people plugged in. And why it's called Money Peach is my last name is Petrie. And my whole life, my friends have called me Peach, kind of a derivative of Petrie.
Ah.
And money and peach kind of went together. So I said, you know what? We'll call it Money Peach. So that's how I got started.
If you haven't checked it out already, Chris has made Money Peach a wonderful resource for anyone who wants to get out of debt and have more control over their money. Besides showing you how to use a debt snowball or how to make a doable budget, Chris has quite a collection of stories from people who have become debt-free. Different backgrounds and situations, but they've tackled their money. The latest one I caught was a single mom who paid off over $300,000 of debt. These stories are motivation from real people wanting to do better with their finances. And I believe these stories are where Money Peach shines. When you speak with him, you get a sense that Chris is about helping others. And I was curious how leading families through Financial Peace University shaped his advice. So I asked him to give me an overview of the course.
It's a 9-week course that's hosted by Dave Ramsey. He's a national radio host out of Nashville, Tennessee. And he started a program back in the early 90s called Financial Peace University. And since then, over 2 million families have gone through this 9-week course. And basically what you go in the 9-week course, it's a step-by-step course on how to function with money, how to get out of debt, how to build wealth, how to do all those things that we want to do with money, we just were never taught. So it's basically, that's why they call it Financial Peace University. It's a small 9-week university course that tells you, okay, here are the steps that you should follow. And if you follow these steps, you will start winning with money.
So when you sign up for the course, in addition to the classes, you get a lot of material. You have a textbook, workbooks, audio, and tools to get you started on budgeting using the envelope system. You also get access to resources online. So these are very concrete tools to help those who want to begin right from day one. Which got me wondering, what situations Chris saw for those couples that were coming into the course?
I mean, it's just like everybody else. I mean, so what is normal? You know, normal is living paycheck to paycheck. 70% of Americans out there, according to Money Magazine, are living paycheck to paycheck. And they're driving 400 cars with $482 payments over 80 months' time. And, you know, they're broke. I just read the other day, 6 out of 10 Americans couldn't write a check for $1,000 if there was an emergency that came up. But yeah, emergencies happen every day. So we have this humongous group in our society that's basically saying, okay, what we're doing isn't working. And the number one cause of divorce in America right now is also money fights and money problems. So you're getting these people that are, you know, they're finally coming to a point in their lives where it's make or break. We got to change something. We got to do something. So a lot of times when they enter Financial Peace University, they've been going through this emotionally, financially for sometimes years and years and years. I mean, we had a couple in our class, this last class we did, they were married 35 years and they were finally coming to a point where they weren't agreeing anymore at all on money. So people come to the class basically saying, okay, we give up. Our program that we've been doing is not working. What do you have for us? And that's the common thing that we see over and over again when people come into the class. Then you also have a little shift too where somebody went through the class and thought, wow, if I could help somebody else out, I will. So you'll get married couples that are coming through with no idea about money. And mom and dad or a friend sent them through the class as kind of a congratulations on getting married or graduating college or something like that. And those are really cool too because you think, wow, if I could go back in time and be them, how cool would that be?
Even though they may both want to get out of debt and improve their net worth, Chris has noticed that couples are usually not on the same page on how to get there.
So what usually happens is one person in the marriage, the husband or wife, doesn't matter, is bringing the spouse to the class. And I wouldn't say bringing, it's more like dragging through them to the class. So you have one spouse that's, hey, I'm on, and I was that spouse. I was on board. I was ready to do this, and I was dragging my spouse. So you see a lot of that. It's pretty common because, they might think, man, I'm the only one here that's dragging my spouse. And like, no, the five people behind you drag their spouse in too. So they're dragging their spouse in, and they're saying, I don't need this. I don't want to do this. I don't need somebody to tell me how to handle my money. And the other spouse is like, no, we need this. So there's a kind of a disagreement. And then during the class, one of the lessons you talk about, there's actually a lesson about marriage and money. It's dedicated fully to marriage and money. Mm. And one of the things they look at is you take a little test, and it's kind of a fun thing. But what you realize is in every relationship, there's going to be a nerd and there's going to be a free spirit. And not to be mean or ridicule you, but the nerd was me. That's the person that likes to do spreadsheets. That's the person that likes to look at every single number to the penny on paper, look at everything we possibly can. Mm-hmm. And then there's the free spirit over here that says, well, you just do your plan over here and I'm going to go on this side. I'm going to mess your plan up and I'm just going to spend money because I like to spend money and I like stuff. And you got this, basically, it's not balanced. But that's important. What you realize is that's really important because Dave talks about in this class, if both of you were the same, one of you wouldn't be necessary. So we're supposed to be opposite in a way. So you learn about the nerd and the free spirit. And basically, that kind of is an icebreaker in that marriage and money talk because we realize we're supposed to be different. For me, it was my wife is not supposed to be the budget person. She's supposed to have an input on it, but she's not supposed to run the budget. But at the same time, my wife needed to teach me that, hey, going out and spending money here and there on stuff that we save up for is okay. You don't have to pinch every penny. So it kind of helped that each side, each role was very, very important in the marriage and money talk.
Though opposites attract, it can sometimes be very difficult getting a reluctant spouse on board. I asked Chris for his advice, and he gave me his own personal story.
So I'll tell you what not to do first. When it was me trying to drag my wife to the class, I'd heard some stuff on the radio. I read one of those books and I came home and I said, hey, I got a great plan for our family. What we're going to do is we're going to sell your car. We're not going to allow you to shop at Target anymore and you can't go out to eat with your friends anymore and we're going to get out of debt. And I was like, high five, let's do this. And she looked at me like, that's a great plan for you, but that's a terrible plan for me. So basically what I always tell people, what I learned from that is never come into a financial talk in marriage and tell the how, because basically that person's going to feel controlled. Like he's putting me on a budget or she's controlling me. No. That won't work at all. Telling somebody how we're going to do stuff. Don't start there. Talk about the why. When you open up this conversation and start thinking about, what would it look like? Where are we going to be at in 5 years? Where are we going to be at in 10 years? Where are we going to be at in 20 years? What's retirement going to look like? Here's some of the reasons why we need to go to this class. And then another thing that worked for me is I said, look, I know that you love me and that means a lot to me. But if you went to this class, because I know you absolutely don't want to go to this class. I know that this class is everything you don't want to do. And with me knowing that, if you went with me to this class, that would mean the world to me. And I kind of put it on her plate saying, look, you have a choice and you can say, absolutely not, I'm not going to go. But when I said that, it was kind of like the tables turned a little bit. She was like, you know what? all right, I'll show you that I don't need this class. And I told her, we'll go to this class for, let's go for 2 weeks. And if after 2 weeks you're saying, nope, this class is no good, then we won't go anymore. And that has worked for me. I've talked to other families about that. It's worked for them because usually by the second class, that second class is what we talk about, the marriage and money class. It's funny, in that class, the person dragging the spouse usually gets kind of beat up on a little bit because Dave sort of sides with the person being dragged because he knows, you know, someone got dragged into this class, and he's basically telling the nerd, me, like, you need to loosen up. You need to lighten up a little bit. And it was kind of hit me hard, like, wow, I didn't realize that I was a jerk. I need to calm down a little bit.
Thankfully, not only has Chris mellowed out on how he approaches money in his marriage, he gives the full story and some tips on how to have the money talk on his site, which I'll link to in the show notes. Besides addressing couples and money, Financial Peace University goes over dumping debt, cash flow planning, protecting yourselves and the family with insurance, mortgages, retirement planning, and much more. If this sounds like something you want to look into, here's how you can get started.
One thing you could do is listen to Dave's radio show. He's all over the country. He's on the internet. You can listen to him 24/7 if you'd like. But if you go to DaveRamsey.com and just click on classes, there's a link up there. It'll tell you who's teaching the class, where it's located. Most of the time, the classes are offered in churches. We do ours just like in a community center. Mm-hmm. But the classes are all over the country. And I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. I just looked earlier today. There's 45 classes in the city of Phoenix going on right now. So the cool thing is it's a 9-week course. And once you, I think it's $100 to register for the course. And once you go through the class, you have a lifetime membership. So you can go over and over and over again. So say that you sign up for 9 weeks and you're going to miss week six. Okay, so you miss week six. You can find a week six somewhere because every class will tell you what week they're on too. So it's pretty nice. And then if you say that you go through the class and you're going through the program and you're like, you know what, I need a little bit of a pick-me-up. I need to go back to one of these classes that I forgot about. You can just look online, find one, and go. You have a lifetime membership. So that's another neat thing, too.
Special thanks again to Chris for joining us on the show. Please check out moneypeach.com. There's a ton of great articles and stories there. I have a few of my favorites linked up in the show notes. Don't forget, to hear the latest episodes as they're released, go ahead and subscribe to the Couple Money Podcast. It's free and easy. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. You can also leave a rating review of the show on any of those sites. I'd love to hear what you think. I want to answer your money questions and share stories of interest to you. So please take a minute when you have a chance. The feed is also available on couplemoneypodcast.com, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. Take care, and I hope you have a wonderful week.